Hello, everybody. Welcome to Jumping in an Elevator, the podcast where I, Mike, say words in a way in which sentences are formed and points are made. Think about it. Really think about it. It's true. Special hello to Chainsaw. Thank you for being one of my top tier patrons. And Chainsaw, my wish for you today is that you are thinking about your Halloween costume. And I know people might be thinking that's just too early. It's only August. So you don't understand. Once you become a fan of dressing up, Halloween is the pinnacle of the year. It's true. So I just hope there's some a little bit of ideation, maybe an idea cloud happening in your notebook. And if you haven't started, maybe now is a great time to start. Me personally, there are some ideas floating around. I am almost certain that I will probably be in lockdown. So it will just be pretty much for the besties online. But I'll still turn out a look, you know? And then at the end of the day, it'll just be me sitting in my apartment with some makeup on my face. And can you ask for anything more at this time? No. So true. I hope everyone's doing good. Me personally, I am doing. Also, this episode of the podcast, I'm recording it inside my streaming software. If you're wondering why it's not 1080, it's max 720 because I use a camera that's 5-6 years old and she can't output 1080 into a streaming software. No one cares. Honestly, no one cares. I barely even care. But the reason why I'm doing this is so I can pull up a... okay, pull up, Paul. Have you seen that video of the... I think it's from Cardi Don. And she's a comedian and she has this video where she pulls up into... I think it's Wendy's. And she's like, can I get a cheeseburger? And the voice and things like, okay, pull up, ho. One of my favorite videos on the internet. Anyway, we are already sidetracked. It's because I had a latte today after not having a latte for 3 days. Thus, I'm feeling the effects. And the reason why I didn't have a latte for 3 days is because day one, which is, isn't that a song by FKA Twigs? That's at least a lyric of a song, which I enjoy. From Miss Twig, singular. The first day, I think I was just sleeping and I got up too late and I was like, it's too late in the day for me to have caffeine. And I think that's very bold of me. You know, that's very smart of me as an adult. That's very adult behavior. The second day was because I had to get a COVID test because I got a text from the government. Yes, the government texted me personally and they said, bitch, get a test because you went to the supermarket. At the same time that someone who was a positive case went to the supermarket, so I had to go get a test and isolate. Obviously negative, slay. And I got that text pretty much as soon as I woke up. So that meant that I couldn't go get a latte because I had to go get a test and then isolate until a negative result. So that's why I didn't have a latte that day. But then the next day, girls, it was tumultuous. The stomach bug that I suddenly got out of nowhere that lasted about 18 hours, turmoil. It was turmoil. I was fighting for my life. And I just thought a latte in these times of turmoil is just not the move because things were already moving. Things had moved so much there was not left to move. You know, there was nothing to move, basically. You know, the contents of my stomach had moved house. There were no boxes left. There was nothing to move. So there's a visual for you. And then... wear it today. And I had a latte and it was fantastic. So true. Shout out to caffeine, honestly. I remember someone told me that caffeine, all caffeine comes from monkey shit. And I didn't Google it afterwards. So I don't know if that's true or not. And if it is true, shout out to the monkeys. Thank you for shitting so I can have coffee. Great. So the reason why I'm using my streaming software is because I want to talk about the Met Gala fake seating plan. And that involves looking at shit on the internet. And that's what we're going to do. And I think this is going to become a thing that I record the podcast in the streaming software so we can look at more stuff and you can see my screen while I'm doing it. And you even get to see my little transitions. Ready? Let me switch up positions for you. Audio listeners, I'm switching from my just chatting screen to my... looking at shit screen. And we are in for a treat today, everybody. And let me explain why. So I've done an episode, or maybe two episodes, about the Met Gala. And the Met Gala, if you're not aware, basically is the event for the girls. And pretty much exclusively for the American girls, because as you know, no one exists outside of the United States in the entertainment industry. So true. And the Met Gala is always themed. And the theme for this year is... Actually, I think there's two Met Galas this year. That's what I've heard, anyway. Can't confirm, and I can't be bothered researching it. But the theme for this year is American fashion. Now, hold on. I have it here somewhere. The theme is... Here we go. In America, a lexicon of fashion, which will delve into the modern vocabulary of American fashion. And here we go. Vogue has tapped Timothy Chalamet. Vogue tapped Timothy Chalamet? Interesting. Billie Eilish. Why did my brain immediately think Billie Eilish and I had to like mentally put power into thinking Eilish, not eyelash? Amanda Gorman and Naomi Osaka to co-chair this year's event. That's kind of the sleigh. That's the sleigh boots and the Charlie. So that's the theme. As usual, very up for interpretation. But the exciting thing is you always get some interesting fashion. And I remember from the last episode of the podcast about Met Gala, the tickets are like $20,000, $30,000. But if you get invited by a designer to like represent their designs, then it's free. So that's the goal. The fact that I have not been invited to attend the Met Gala by a designer, it's just sick and twisted. Like, if you really think about it, it's kind of anti-Australian. Sit with that. Think about that. And, okay, so the Met Gala seating, that's always like a big thing. I mean, if you're unsure about that, watch Ocean's 8. In Ocean's 8, when they're planning on stealing the jewels from that museum in New York. Is it? Yeah, it's in New York. And the way that they're going to do it is by like messing up the Met Gala, putting in the girls, the spy team into the Met Gala and stealing the jewels during the Met Gala by getting Anne Hathaway to throw up and they steal the necklace while she's throwing up. Ocean's 8, peak of cinema. Argue with the wall. You know what's true deep down. So yeah, that's what happened in Ocean's 8. And the seating plan was a big part of that movie because I had to work out, they had to get Sandra Bullock's character on the same table as Anne Hathaway's character, if I remember correctly. And to do that, they got Miss Girl to get a job at Vogue on the Met Gala planning committee. And you could see them like setting up the tables and everything. So that's how big the table planning is. Now, a leaked plan came out from this Instagram account called _MetGala2021 with 16,000 followers, I think. Yeah, 16,000. And I love this, that everyone thought this was real. And it came from an account called _MetGala2021. The fact that Met Gala could not get verified makes me feel good. That's solidarity for the unverified, because I famously am blacklisted from Instagram verification. No, it's true. It's true. So this account is fake, and they posted this fake seating plan, and everyone was screaming and crying. I could hear the yells coming from all the households in lockdown across Melbourne, screaming at this fake Met Gala seating arrangement. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And then I'm going to go through my own ideal seating arrangement for the Met Gala. So let's start with table A here. Table A has Beyonce at the head of the table, which, you know, that makes sense, right? Queen B, queen of the table, truly. On Beyonce's right, we have La Rosalia, big fan. You know, Rosalia was there for me when Lady Gaga wasn't, you know? Lady Gaga was not putting out songs. She was having a little sing-song moment in Vegas, and Rosalia came along and she said, you know what? have these absolute bangers. So shout out to Rosalia. Next to Rosalia, we have Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady is a sports person. Slay, I guess. Next to Tom Brady, we have Gisele Bündchen, famously in Devil Wears Prada, when she said, "Are you wearing the Chanel boots? Yeah. Are you wearing the Melbourne lockdown outfit? Yeah." Then next to Gisele, we have Olivier. Sorry to this Olivier, I don't know who you are. Next to Olivier, we have Naomi Campbell. Now, Naomi, I just know that she is about to flip the table because sitting next to her is Addison Rae. Now, Addison Rae is an enigma. And I'm standing Addison Rae, and I'm under fire for that. But the song Obsessed, something shifted for me when she dropped that. And as you can tell from my videos and podcast episodes when I've spoken about like Bella Porch and Addison, I love it when a pop girly comes out of social media with a massive budget. That's so ideal for me. And the thing that Addison has is a friendship with Charlie XCX. That's huge. I don't want to undersell that. And because she's friends with Charlie, we've had these conversations, such as the one on Charlie's podcast, where they were talking and Charlie was talking about Arca, and Addison said that she's a massive fan of Arca. When I saw that / heard that, I screamed, because Addison Rae being like the poster girl for hyperpop. Yeah, not something that I expected, but something that I can absolutely get around. So Addison Rae next to Naomi Campbell, there will be a fight, 100%. Then Addison's right, we have Donatella Versace. Now Donatella, if Naomi hasn't flipped the table yet, Donatella will, because she's sitting next to Addison Rae. Now at this point, I would like to point out that across the table from Addison Rae is Beyoncé. That's a loaded statement. It's almost like a changing of the guard. No, I'm trying to be serious. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. The new Beyoncé is Addison Rae. I can't even say that with a straight face. Anyway, next to Donatella Versace, we have Cole Sprouse and then Hailey Bieber. Where's Justin? At a time like this, where's Justin? The person who made this, like, arrangement, they were up to some shit. And I love it. They're just being messy. Cole Sprouse, Hailey Bieber, Lady Gaga, Emma Chamberlain, and then Beyoncé. So in this hypothetical seating arrangement for table A, Emma Chamberlain is between Lady Gaga and Beyoncé. And I honestly love that. I love that. I'm not going to say it's camp. I don't think it's camp, because there are other seating arrangements here that I think are more camp, such as Beyoncé sitting across the table from Addison Rae. That feels like something that could be considered camp. But Emma Chamberlain between Beyoncé and Lady Gaga, just imagine the vlog. And met with her new editing style as well. Just imagine Lady Gaga in Emma Chamberlain's vlog. That's something that I'm manifesting personally. Let's go to the next table. The next one they've gotten here are table C, because we just skip table B because it's not giving us the interest, you know? So we have Alison Felix. Sorry to this Alison Felix, I'm not sure who you are. Now, I'm wondering, should we go left or right here? Let's go right. We have ASAP Rocky next to Rihanna, who are dating, if I'm correct. I think that's right. I mean, that's what Pop Crave's tweeting, and Pop Crave is the epitome of news. Why doesn't Pop Crave follow me on Twitter? The amount of updates they could get from me, it's crazy. It's sick. Then next to Rihanna is Kim Kardashian. That makes sense. And then next to Kim Kardashian is, I think, I don't know how to pronounce this name, T-H-I-E-R-R-Y. It's like Terry, but not Mr. Mugler. And I think that's fun. Kim Kardashian wears Mugler. And she's had some like iconic looks in Mugler, so that's, we love that. And then Bella Hadid next to Mr. Mugler. So actually that lineup is quite good. We have A$AP Rocky, Rihanna, Kim Kardashian, Mugler, Bella Hadid. Then next to Bella Hadid is Lizzo. All the rumors are true. And then next to Lizzo is Sarah Jessica Parker, who's sitting next to Lorde. Now, what do Lorde and Sarah Jessica Parker have in common? The silence is me trying to work out something, anything. I'll get back to you on that. Then we have Chloe Fineman, not sure who that is, J-Lo and Vera Wang. Now, J-Lo sitting next to Vera Wang, does that mean that J-Lo can't wear her signature green dress? Because Vera Wang will be like, can you wear something else? Something to consider. Let's go to the next table. Table E. Oof. This one is a lot to think about, okay? We have Charli D'Amelio, who, by the way, this is how we can tell that this is fake, because people under the age of 18, I think, haven't been allowed into the Met Gala since like 2017. Unless they've changed the rules, I don't think Charli will be there. Maybe she's in her Charli XCX Sucker Break the Rules era. I loved Sucker. Sucker's the next Charli vinyl that I need to get. Because I've got How I'm Feeling Now, and I've got Charli. I really want Pop 2 / Number 1 Angel. But so hard to find and so expensive. So the next achievable one would be Sucker. But yeah, I remember Sucker was one of those albums that I just listened to on repeat endlessly. This was when I was using, I think it was called Google Music. It was like this orange app. This was pre-Spotify for me, 2014 vibes. It was that album and I think Brockhampton Saturation 1 and Saturation 2 were kind of like the albums of 2014 for me, if I've got my years correct. And just think me doing engineering homework, study, exam prep with Break the Rules on repeat. I think that makes sense. Like if you heard me say that to you in person, you would believe that because it's true. So yeah, Charli's in her Break the Rules era. She's breaking into the Met Gala, giving very much Ocean's 8 if you really think about it. Now on Charli's right, we have Kylie Jenner. And I could believe that. I could believe that. Don't you forget that Jimberly Charleston had a collaboration with Kylie on her channel. And on his channel. I don't think they did it on her channel. Interesting. She said, not on my watch. Next to Kylie is Lana Del Rey, spelt R-A-Y. What are they going to talk about? I wish Lana Del Rey was on the same table as Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. Am I being messy? Maybe. Because Lana Del Rey wrote that song Queen of Disaster about A$AP Rocky, did she not? Or have I just been reading too much Lana boards? Maybe. Next to Lana we have Emily Ratajkowski, who famously held the baby in that Instagram photo like an accessory. The hottest accessory of 2021, babies. Then we have Lily Collins and Lupita Nyong'o. Big fan of Lupita. Always turns looks on the red carpet. So I hope Lupita's actually invited to the Met Gala, even though this is a fake list. I hope she's there because I just know that the outfit's going to be fantastic. Then we have Cara Delevingne. So we have Charli across the table from Cara Delevingne. I could see that. Yeah. Then next to Cara, we have Jared Leto, who's sitting next to Taylor Swift. Okay. Taylor Swift is next to Idris Elba. That's interesting. That could be fun. Yeah. We have Heimdall next to Taylor Swift. They could talk about high-budget action movies because remember Taylor famously was in the high-budget action movie Bad Blood music video. I uploaded an Instagram slideshow today and one of the slides was the promo for Destructor X Ellie Goulding from the Bad Blood music video. truly one of the big moments of pop culture in the 2010s, Bad Blood music video. And isn't it just so funny that I put a video out talking about Bad Blood and then suddenly the girlies on Twitter and TikTok are talking about Bad Blood music video. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Then, okay, to round out this table, we are absolutely in the trenches because it's James Charles, The Weeknd. So just to kind of set the scene here, we have Charlie at the end of the table. On Charlie's left is The Weeknd and Charlie's right is Kylie Jenner. Next to The Weeknd is James Charles. And James Charles is across the table from Lana Del Rey. Now, as ridiculous as this is, I wish it was real. Because can you fucking imagine? Can you fucking imagine? The Weeknd sitting in between Charli D'Amelio and James Charles? Ooh, okay. And then like across the, oh my God, The Weeknd is just going through it. He's next to James Charles and Charli and across the table from Kylie Jenner. And then Lana Del Rey is next to Kylie Jenner and across the table from James Charles. And Idris Elba is between James Charles and Taylor Swift. I need that to be real. Everyone's like, oh, influencers shouldn't be at the Met Gala. That's a different conversation, which we will get to later. I agree in some parts, but some parts I don't agree. Like, I think having influencers at the Met Gala is a smart choice. Let's just talk about it now. Okay, so there's different ways of looking at this. Because if the Met Gala is for, like, the biggest celebrities and all that kind of stuff, then these influencers, in quotations, actually have a lot of influence. Like, if you think about, I'm not going to use James Charles as an example. Let's talk about Bretman Rock. Love Bretman Rock. And he is very much in the fashion sphere and he has a lot of followers. And, you know, he's friends with a lot of these celebrities. So it kind of does make sense that he would get invited to the Met Gala. And then like Emma Chamberlain, whose YouTube channel has like 10 million subscribers and she does fashion-based content. That kind of, it makes sense. But then like Charli and Dixie D'Amelio, it's like, the lines are getting murky here. But Addison Rae, in my head, that makes sense. Okay, in my head, it makes sense that Addison Rae will get invited. But just in terms of sheer numbers that she has and how big it would be for the Met Gala to have Addison Rae there, both in terms of her platform, but they don't really need her platform. What they want is clicks, views and engagement, news articles and attention, donations, money, all that kind of stuff. So if they invited a bunch of influencers to the Met Gala, just based on the hate publications alone, the attention that they'll get from that is almost worth it. It's stupid, but it's true. Am I wrong? No. And I kind of want Bella Poarch there. Where's the petition to get Bella Poarch to the Met Gala? I would sign it. And then the other side of it is influencers are not real celebrities. True. Influencers have no real talent. True and false. But I mean, there are some that appeared on this fake list, like Noah Beck. I'm like, why? Why would he be invited? Because he's with Dixie? But then it's like, if we're plus one-ing Noah because Dixie's there, then we're really fucking stretching it thin. You know, that's no shade, but it's just kind of reality. You know what I mean? Anyway, okay, let's go to the next table. Table F. We have Orlando Bloom at the head of the table. Then next to him is Katy Perry. Then next to Katy Perry is Dixie D'Amelio. But where's Noah? He's not on the same table as Dixie. Guys, the drama. Next to Dixie, we have Billie Eilish. And on this incorrect list, they've spelled Eilish as E-L-I-S-H. Eilish. Billie Eilish. So Dixie's next to Billie. Besties. Just two absolute juggernauts of the pop sphere right now. They are the most streamed artists on Spotify. Google it. Next to Billie Eilish, we have Jeremy Scott. I don't know who that is. And then Kate Moss. Anna Wintour. So Anna Wintour is across the table from Orlando Bloom and next to Nicki Minaj. I love that. I love that. Truly. And Nicki's next to Dalton Gomez and Ariana Grande. Like the so it's Ariana and Dalton. And Dalton's next to Nicki, who's next to Anna Wintour. I love that. That makes sense too. That's like side-to-side music video. Ariana sitting next to Nicki. And then on Ariana's right, we have Timothée Chalamet. This is probably the best table. Because next to Timothée is Selena Gomez. So that's like a stacked layout. The fact that in this fake layout, everyone on this table makes sense except for Dixie D'Amelio, who's across the table from Timothée Chalamet. Oh, I would love to be Dixie in this situation. She's next to Katy Perry, Billie Eilish, and across the table from Timothée Chalamet. Dixie, I love this outcome for you. And then table H. H for Harry Styles. Harry Styles is sitting next to Kendall Jenner. This account's fucking messy. Fucking messy. Whew. And then Kendall Jenner is next to Ryan Reynolds, who's next to Blake Lively. That makes sense. And Blake Lively's next to Zendaya. Now, Zendaya, she would absolutely be living her best life at this point in time because the trailer for Spider-Man, is it called Far From Home? Yeah, came out and it broke the record. It got like 350 million views in the first 24 hours. And I was a couple of those, it's true. I'm a hoe for Spider-Man. I'm a hoe for Spider-Man. Put that on the record. I am a hoe for Spider-Man. Big fan. And very excited for that movie. And Zendaya's also got Dune coming out. So she's got Dune and Spider-Man Far From Home. She's kind of having an absolutely iconic kind of upcoming set of movies. That's actually crazy that I think about it, because she has Dune and Far From Home, which are arguably two of the biggest releases coming up. Shout out to Zendaya. And next to Zendaya is Bretman Rock. See, I can actually believe that. I can believe that. But the funniest thing about this is that they haven't put the influencers on kind of like the kiddie table. That's how I could see it happening. Like Dixie, Bretman, Emma Chamberlain, Jimbo Charlie, just all on their own table, like the kids' table at Christmas. Then next to Bretman is Gigi Hadid, who's next to Jeremy Scott. Girl, wasn't Jeremy Scott on another table? Are there two Jeremy Scotts? Who even is Jeremy Scott? Jeremy Scott is on table F next to Billie Eilish and Kate Moss, but then he's also next to Cardi B and Gigi Hadid. Do we want to Google that? Let's Google it with quickness and haste. Who is Jeremy Scott? Wait, is he the... Oh, he's a fashion designer. Hello? Oh, creative director of Moschino. I think I say Moschino and everyone made fun of me and said it's Moschino. Moschino. Okay, that makes sense that he would be there. I thought he was like a sports person, bye. I need to delete my account. So Jeremy Scott, Cardi B. Cardi B's next to Miley Cyrus. Who's next to Liza Koshy? Who's next to Celine Dion? Interesting. Miley Cyrus. I think I just become more of a Miley Cyrus fan as the days go by. Because I am streaming Mother's Daughter a year after release. And it's hitting, you know? She did what she needed to do. And don't even get me started on Ashley O. Where's Ashley O's invite? Mm-hmm. Cardi B across the table from Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. I like that. That's fun. Miley Cyrus across the table from Kendall Jenner. Liza Koshy across the table from Harry Styles. So she's got Celine Dion on her left, Harry Styles across from her, and Miley Cyrus to her right. Go Liza. Celine Dion across the table from Bretman Rock. Where does that leave us? That leaves us with, obviously this is fake, but what does it mean for the actual seating arrangement? Because here's the fake list of influencers that were invited. Let's go through this, and then what we're going to do is we're going to kind of set our own seating arrangement. So the fake guest list of influencers is Charlie D'Amelio, Nikita Dragon, Dixie D'Amelio, Noah Beck, Lauren Gray, James Charles, Jeffree Star, Bretman Rock, Liza Koshy, Nikki Tutorials, Bella Poarch, and Cabane Lame? Who's that? This list? Where's Emma? Where is Emma? Is what I have to say. Some of these I could genuinely believe. Also, where's Addison? There must be another list here. I think Bretman, Emma Chamberlain. I don't know if Jimbo will be there. But Bretman and Emma and Addison Rae. They're the three that I could honestly believe would be there. And maybe Bella Poarch. Maybe. So these tables, they didn't have the entire fake like arrangement, because as you can see, we went from A to C to E. But people that are missing from these tables that I would like to see there, Charlie XCX, she needs to be there. It's not even like, oh, let's invite Charlie XCX. No, Charlie has to be there. Just in terms of promo cycles, Girlie's got a single and an album coming out. She needs to be at these events. I'm on Charlie's promo team. We're pushing for it. I'm actually really excited for Charlie's new era. So excited. Because she's going into this like demon pop aesthetic. And I love it. I'm hoping that there's some kind of like Halloween release as part of it. I'm thinking like Turn Off the Light, Kim Petras vibes. Who's actually releasing new music as well? Kim Petras. In September, I think. Yeah, middle of September. Can we get a fact check on that? Where's my fact check person in the corner of the room? Can you fact check that? Thanks. We'll get back to you later. So yeah, I want Charlie there. I want Azalea Banks there. I want Grimes there, and I want Elon there. I want Grimes and Elon on the same table as Azalea Banks. And then on that same table, I want Addison Rae. Okay, all right, I've got my pen here. Actually, should I just do this on here? Let's do it on here. Okay, I'm back, even though you didn't even realize that I left. But I went to Photoshop. We fired up Photoshop, everybody, and we're going to make our hypothetical Met Gala tables. And I'm very excited to do this. This podcast episode is going to be long, and we will deal with it. This is exactly what I needed right now. So, we have Grimes on the table. Now, next to Grimes, we have Elon Musk. Obviously, that makes sense. Am I going to talk about the Tesla bot thing? No, I'm not going to. But I have thoughts, maybe for another time. So next to Grimes, we have Elon Musk. Then, of course, we have Azalea Banks. And Azalea is going to go across the table from Grimes. That would be explosive. I would like to let you all remember how Grimes' new single is apparently about defeating Azalea Banks. So if you have forgotten what happened there, on Grimes' Discord server, someone asked, what's the new song about Grimes? And Grimes said, defeating Azalea Banks. And then Azalea Banks found out, put it on her Instagram story, and started making a diss track about Grimes, and it had something along the lines of, the beat was like, dum, 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 and had Azalea going, cave dwelling, pale, cave-dwelling pale gremlin, dun, 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 like that kind of vibe. And that was a diss track about Grimes. And if you're not sure what happened between them, there was the whole thing about Grimes apparently making a track with Azalea. So Azalea went to record with Grimes at Elon's house because Grimes is dating Elon Musk. And it never really eventuated. And Azalea Banks was trapped in Elon Musk's house while he was tweeting 420, talking about the Tesla shares. And then Tesla had to, like, this is a whole fucking thing. Tesla had to go to court or some shit. And then she was going to be pulled in as a witness because she was there when he was tweeting this shit. Yeah, it was a whole thing. Anyway, so Azalea. Is that how you spell it? Azalea is going to be across the table from Grimes. Now, I did say I wanted Addison Rae. I want Addison Rae next to Azalea Banks, across the table from Elon Musk. This is kind of huge. And then we need someone at the head of the table between Grimes and Azalea. Let's think. Think. 1, 2, 3. Do the Nicki Minaj blink. Maybe someone who is friends with both of them. No, I know who we need. We need Iggy Azalea. Oh, I'm setting Iggy Azalea up here. Sorry, bestie. But we want entertainment value. Sorry, my backspace key is doing too much yet not enough at the same time. So sorry about the loud noises. And then, okay, next to Addison. You know what? Let's give Addison a break here and let's put Charlie next to Addison. Charlie XCX, not D'Amelio. So Charlie XCX. Now, I personally would love it if Charlie made a track with Lord. So I'm going to put Lord next to Charlie. That's fun. I like that. Lord, and then next to Lord, we're going to have Harry Styles, because Lord said in an interview that she wanted to collaborate with Harry Styles. So we're helping her out here. And she better repay the favor. Or else. Harry Styles. Okay, so I think that's probably enough for that side of the table. We need someone across the table from Charlie who's next to Elon. Let's go with Hailey Bieber. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. The spelling of these names is going to be wrong, but that's my cross to bear. So Hailey Bieber. Now, Justin is not going to be on this table. Just putting that out there. Justin has not made it to this table. He's on a different table. Next to Hailey, we need someone political. We need... Oh, who should be next to Hailey? I don't know why I'm asking, like, you can respond, but I'm just getting the energy of your responses. We need Greta. We need Greta. Greta Thunberg. So Greta is going to be across the table from Lord so she can talk about global warming. And then she's going to be next to Hailey Bieber so they can have discourse. The backspace key has left the building. Backspace key fighting for her life right now. Can I please backspace? I think this table is going to be the end of the discussion because I can't use the backspace key. So Greta. Okay, now we need someone next to Greta who's across the table from Harry Styles. Oh, I know exactly who. Brittany Broski. Think about it. Brittany Broski. Then we need someone between Brittany Broski and Harry Styles, who's across the table from Iggy Azalea. See, I would put Rosalia, because I know from her Instagram stories that Brittany Broski really likes Rosalia, but we've already done Brittany Asola by putting her across the table from Harry Styles. So you can't win everything. So we need someone next to Harry who's also next to Brittany and is across the table from Iggy Azalea. A decision has been made, and I put Jeff Bezos. So Jeff Bezos is across the table from Iggy Azalea and next to Brittany Broski and Harry Styles. And, you know, it makes sense to me. This table's kind of absolutely everything that I needed. We have Jeff Bezos, Brittany Broski, Greta Thunberg, Hailey Bieber, Elon Musk, Grimes, Iggy, Azalea, Addison, Charlie XCX, Lorde, and Harry Styles. Where to from here is really the question. I would say this is table C energy. This is table C. Okay, so now we are going to do another table. And we're going to start with Emma Chamberlain. Emma Chamberlain is going to go in the middle. Emma Chamberlain. Now next to Emma, we are going to put role model, Mr. Tucker. Let's go role model. They are famously dating brackets, not dating. Next to role model, we're going to have Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes. Now, Camilla has not made it to this table. Camilla is on a different table. Okay, so next to Shawn Mendes, we want someone who can discourse with Shawn Mendes. Who could that be? I'm thinking someone in the tech space. If I knew who the CEO of LinkedIn was, I would put them there. Let's just say LinkedIn CEO. LinkedIn CEO. So Shawn Mendes is next to the LinkedIn CEO. Now, across the table from Shawn Mendes, we need an influencer, Noah Beck. So Noah Beck, he's a little bit in the trenches here. He's across the table from Shawn Mendes and next to the LinkedIn CEO. Now, to continue the big brain discourse for Noah Beck, we're going to have to put him next to another titan of the tech industry. And we're going to say Bill Gates. Okay, this is actually quite tumultuous, this table. Because we have Shawn Mendes next to role model, across the table from Noah Beck and links... and next to LinkedIn CEO. Noah Beck is next to Bill Gates and LinkedIn CEO. And Bill Gates is next to Noah Beck and across the table from role model. We need to keep that energy up. Next to Bill Gates, we're going to put Billie Eilish. Because then we have Bill and Billie next to each other, as was foretold in the prophecy. So we have Billie Eilish. Now next to Billie Eilish, we want someone old. Someone old, old, old. Like Queen Elizabeth vibes. Yeah, Queen Elizabeth. Ooh, can you imagine? This table's turning out to be the best one yet. Queen Elizabeth. Now, next to Queen Elizabeth, I want someone who has played royalty in a movie or a TV show. But should they sit next to Queen Elizabeth or across from Queen Elizabeth? Because across from Queen Elizabeth implies next to Emma Chamberlain. So that could be fun. Okay, so Kristen Stewart is going to be playing Princess Diana in the new Princess Diana movie. So let's put Kristen Stewart next to Emma Chamberlain across the table from Queen Elizabeth. Oh, this is great. Because it's going to set us up for an excellent end to the seating arrangement. So we're going to go Kristen Stewart next to Emma Chamberlain. And then we have three spots left. The twilightification needs to continue here. So we need Robert Pattinson. But do we put Robert Pattinson next to Kristen Stewart? That seems kind of evil. Let's put Robert Pattinson next to the Queen. Wait, no. Okay, we need to change this. So next to the Queen, we're going to have Nikki. So then we have the Queen next to the Queen. Nikki Minaj. Yeah, this is fantastic. And then next to Nicki Minaj, we're going to put Robert Pattinson, but he has to be in his Batman getup. Robert Pattinson, brackets, Batman. And then there's one spot left between Robert Pattinson, Batman, and Kristen Stewart across the table from Nicki Minaj. Who should we have here? I could do something explosive and put Cardi B. So it'd be Cardi across the table from Nicki. Or do I want Lil' Kim? Or do I want someone who could add something between Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart? Who's a big Twilight fan? Or should we put Anna Kendrick? Let's put Anna Kendrick. Because then she can do the cup song for the Queen. Anna Kendrick. Guys, this is the best table yet. This is so much fun. I'm having so much fun by. So we have Robert Pattinson at the head of the table. Across from him on the other head of the table, we have LinkedIn CEO, unnamed. On either side of Robert Pattinson, we have Anna Kendrick and Nicki Minaj. Next to Nicki Minaj, we have Queen Elizabeth. Next to Queen Elizabeth, we have Billie Eilish. Across the table from Queen Elizabeth, we have Kristen Stewart, who's sitting next to Anna Kendrick and Emma Chamberlain. Now, around Billie, we have Queen Elizabeth, Emma Chamberlain, and Bill Gates. Bill Gates is sitting across the table from Role Model, who's sitting next to Shawn Mendes. Next to Bill Gates is Noah Beck. Noah Beck is sitting next to Bill Gates and the LinkedIn CEO, and across the table from Shawn Mendes. The sheer amount of discourse that is going to be happening at this Met Gala, it's madness. It's madness! I think we actually did something here. Oh, you know what? I might even do a part two of this, just because this is so much fun, and we need to do a full set. We need to plan out this Met Gala from start to finish. Yeah, we're going to do that. I think that might be a good point to end this podcast on, this episode, but just know that there will be a second part, I think, unless I lose interest, which is possible. But yeah, I hope you enjoy this little screen record moment. Shout out to the streaming software. If you enjoyed this little gaming vibes, then be sure to follow me on Twitch. I stream video games on there, it's true. Can confirm those rumors. Playing Genshin Impact. And there'll be a new main channel video soon. I think I'm going to do another movie review, having a lot of fun with those at the moment, because I love to watch movies in lockdown. But yes, that brings me to the end of this podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, feel free to leave a like. If you've got something to say, leave me a comment. And if you're not subscribed already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. I was talking and then I just forgot what I was talking about mid-sentence. I just blanked the last 30 seconds. Sorry if I said something controversial. Anyway, thank you all for listening/watching, and I'll talk to you all soon. Peace out. Bye. Yeah.